This is our Be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I'm thinking about when God sends us help. So as this is Holy Week, we are walking Christ's path to Calvary. And on his walk, we know, of course, Jesus carried his cross. But there was a point when a man named Simon from the city of Cyrene was forced to help Jesus carry his cross. And while we're all very familiar with Simon helping Jesus, my initial thought that this wasn't like Simon had a choice in the matter. All of the scriptural accounts show that he was forced. So it was likely he feared for his own life, and that's why he helped Jesus. But I began to look at this passage from a different perspective, and that is, we never know who God will choose to help us. It could be a willing spirit. It might even be an unwilling spirit. Nonetheless, God has sent them to help us through a difficult time. And sometimes it isn't perfect, but it is to get us to the next phase on our journey. And we knew that Jesus had fallen a few times, and God doesn't put more on his children that they can bear. So when he sends help, sometimes we shouldn't judge it because it's not exactly the help we were envisioning. We should honor it because it is there to serve a purpose for a season. And as we hold on to that, let us remember these words. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Psalms 122:1-2. Share this Be moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, make good use of the help God sends your way.